Chapter 10, The Tipping Point. As dawn painted the skies of Ayr with streaks of crimson and gold, Jonathan Hawk Hawkins faced the day with a resolve that had become his armor. The quiet of the morning was a stark contrast to the storm that brewed within him, a tempest of duty and determination that no calm could quell. Today marked the beginning of Operation Spectre, a mission that not only aimed to dismantle a critical node of the Shadow Network, but also stood as a testament to Hawk's journey from the darkness of his past to the forefront of an unseen war. The operation was the culmination of months of meticulous planning, of gathering whispers in the dark and weaving them into a tapestry that revealed the enemy's hidden lairs. For Hawk, it was more than a mission. It was a crucible, a chance to prove that the scars of war, both seen and unseen, were not marks of weakness but badges of unparalleled strength. Hawk's preparations were methodical, each step a dance of precision and focus. The wheelchair that had once symbolized the limits of his new reality now served as a vessel of his indomitable will, carrying him forward as he set the pieces of the operation in motion. His team, a blend of old comrades and new allies, rallied around him, their faith in his leadership unshaken by the challenges they faced. The heart of Operation Spectre lay in the heart of Berlin, a city whose history was a patchwork of shadows and light, much like Hawk's own. The target was a seemingly innocuous art gallery, a facade for the illicit transactions that fueled the network's operations. Hawk's role was to orchestrate the symphony of their assault, a conductor guiding his orchestra through the crescendos and decrescendos of the impending confrontation. As night descended on Berlin, Hawk and his team moved through the city's veins like shadows, their presence unnoticed but palpably felt. The gallery, bathed in the soft glow of streetlights, stood as a fortress of secrets waiting to be unveiled. Inside, the enemy awaited, unsuspecting of the storm that approached their doors. The operation unfolded with the precision of a well-rehearsed play, each act a step closer to the climax. Hawk's voice, a calm constant in the earpieces of his team, guided them through the labyrinth of the gallery, towards the heart of darkness they sought to extinguish. The confrontation, when it came, was swift, a clash of wills and weapons that echoed through the halls of the gallery. In the aftermath, as the dust settled and the sound of sirens pierced the night, Hawk remained in the shadows, observing the chaos he had orchestrated. The operation was a success, the network's node in Berlin shattered, its secrets laid bare for the world to see. Yet, for Hawk, the victory was bittersweet, a reminder of the cost of war and the sacrifices made in the name of peace. The return to Ayr was a journey back to a semblance of normalcy, to a life that balanced on the edge of two worlds. Sarah and his daughters welcomed him with open arms, their love a beacon that guided him through the darkness. Yet Hawk knew that the war was far from over, that the shadows would always linger at the edges of his world. In the quiet that followed, Hawk found himself at the cliffs overlooking the sea, the place where land and water met in an endless dance. The vastness of the horizon served as a mirror to his soul, a reflection of the infinite battles that lay ahead and the eternal hope that burned within him.